Wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Feliz Navidad, the final show of the year and the final podcast of the year. Have I been swindled into a gay date? I've been all year without being swindled into a gay date. I usually get average of swindling into one gay date each year. Would make sense that it's happened. Also, we did Radio Tinder. Did they find love? Well, you have to find out at the podcast. And So Fresh have released a new CD, the Gym Junkie Edition. They keep releasing these. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Something happened to me earlier on this morning, and it really got me thinking. I live in an apartment, and I live on the second floor, and the elevator is out of order at the moment. It has been for a couple of weeks now, to be honest. They should get that fixed. Nevertheless, had me gym bag packed, me laptop ready to go to work, locked me door, went down the emergency fire exit, and I could remember hear something going on at the sort of bottom of the landing on level one, just down from my level two. There was a man and his dog, quite a cute pug. Looking dog on a leash. They'd obviously just been for a walk. I walked down, and of course, a very small stairwell, quite, you know, cozy and intimate. And I thought, oh, I was in a good mood. I said, hey, good day, mate. How you going? Said hello to the dog as well. Bent down, patted the dog for a little bit, watched his little pug face. Bit of a cute moment. Scruffing around. I said, oh, yeah, I bet he's a bit of a magnet for the hotties. He said, yes. Yes, the pug is quite the magnet for the hotties. And he said, oh, you live up there. How annoying is it that we've got to keep walking up and down these stairs? I said, I know. Oh, no, thank God I live on level two. He said, yeah, I live on level seven. I thought, oh, you poor bastard. That's crazy. I mean, I thought, I've only got to walk down four flights of stairs, two levels. You, seven levels, 14 flights. He said, yeah, keeps me fit, though. I said, ha, ha. The pug was loving it as well. We got chatting a bit more. Oh, yeah, how long you been here? What do you think of the place? Oh, yeah, what do you do with yourself? Blah, blah, blah. Had quite a nice chat. Quite a nice friendly conversation. And that's the thing. Like, I've recently moved to a new city, and I've been working real hard. And it's hard to, like, make a lot of new friends when you're 29 years old. Outside of work, don't have that many mates who live around me. I was like, oh, yeah, this is what's going on here. Am I making a friend? The old lake dog found a pal in the apartment. We were sort of chatting about a bit. He said, oh, yeah, what are you doing this weekend? I said, well, I'm actually, you know, I'm off on holidays. I leave on Sunday. He said, oh, yeah, let me come up for a drink on Saturday. I was like, oh, okay. Invite me around for a beer. I said, oh, that's quite cool. Pretty chummy. I said, well, I don't drink anymore. That's the thing, huh? 4 years sober. Abused me privileges. But I've got non-alcoholic beers. I'll bring them up. Sure, Saturday night. I've got nothing to do. Yeah. Where do you live? Oh, level 7, room 703 or whatever. Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. No, unfortunately, I don't drink. I've been talking about that for a bit more. Yeah, I'll bring up some non-alcoholic beers. I'll see you on Saturday. And as I'm leaving, I'm walking down into the basement. He goes, it's a good thing you don't drink. More rosé for me.
Does it serve me right for being so social? Because I don't know if he wants to be friends or maybe something more. Could it be a gay date? Could it be a gay date? Could it be a gay date, date, date? Could it be a gay date, date, date?
I'm seriously worried about this. I don't mind whether you're gay or straight, but it has been weighing on my mind that I may have accidentally been swindled into a gay date on Saturday night. I mean, it didn't strike me as overly feminine, and I know you don't have to be, and that's the thing, two producers out there who are gay men, and You couldn't tell, but I know you can't. Sometimes you can't tell. There's nothing to do with that. I thought I was just making a mate. The rosé thing really threw me. And I thought, oh my God, all this time I'm thinking about, was he flirting with me? Did he think I was flirting with him? Do I come across gay? Maybe he thought the Lake Dog 5000, I've got a nice rump. Maybe he wants to pump the rump. I don't know. Producer Draco and Producer Jack out there, is it a gay date?
Well, up until the whole thing, you were saying I would have said no, but the rosé comment,
That's what threw me. I didn't think it was a gay date until then either.
Yeah.
Straight men don't drink rosé, do they?
No, they don't. And if they do, they're gay.
I don't know. I think you're right. I think, you know, this guy, the fact that he's got a pug and drinks rosé, yeah, are flags. But I also think there's a very high chance that he might just be friendly. And it's very hard to make friends as an adult.
Mm.
So he's just asking you, you know, come up, have a drink.
Now, if he is gay, a man just coming up for a drink on Saturday night. I know how you operate on your Bumble, producer Jack. That's not just friendly banter, come round and watch the footy. I think if I go round and he is and he happens to be gay, I've pretty much signed one of those gay contracts.
Yeah, once you're in the apartment,
I'm in his house.
There's no getting out of it.
And it'll be too late by then to make the distinction or not. And I think the second I knock on his door, he said, right, I'm home and hosed here. I didn't grab his number. That's the thing. I was thinking, well, maybe I could like text and get out of it. I'm going to have to knock on his door to get out of it otherwise.
If he offers you a massage.
Oh, God.
I would probably run.
That's a gay date. That's a gay date. Well, this doesn't actually help at all. 131060, is it a gay date? Because we've got two gay men out there. One saying, yes, home and hosed. It's a gay date. Fend for yourself. And the other one saying, no, it's just a casual drink amongst friends. How do I slip out of the gay date if it is as well?
How do I slip into the gay date if it is?
No, I'm a straight man. 131060, is it a gay date? Kills on the air next.
Wakey, wakey. It's Dan and Lake.
Keen to figure out if I've been swindled into a gay date.
Does it serve me right for being so social? Because I don't know if he wants to be friends or maybe something more. Could it be a gay date? Could it be a gay date? Could it be a gay date?
The elevator, it's broken in my apartment complex at the moment. And to exit and enter the building, I've got to take the emergency stairwell fire escape. And I passed a man with his dog in the stairwell today. And I stopped and pet his dog and said g'day. Strike me as a gay man, to be honest. I didn't really even look at him. He was more just a human, a travelling meat sack. I thought, well, I'll just say g'day, have a chat. We struck up a bit of a conversation. Next thing, he said, hey, you want to come around for a drink on Saturday night? I was imagining like a lad's party. Maybe sinking a few beers, playing a bit of poker. Soon realised that it was just him and I. And the real twist at the end was when I told him that I didn't drink and he said, that's okay, more rosé for me. A man drinking rosé, all of a sudden the alarm bell started going. I said, oh my God, have I just agreed to a gay date? I've got to go up there on Saturday night. I've got to do something. I can't just ghost the gay man. Is he gay? Is it a gay date? How do I slip out of a gay date on 131060? Producer Draco thinks it is definitely a gay date. Producer Jack thinks that a straight man can walk a pug and drink some rosé from time to time. Be a couple of lads, a couple of blokes. The man hanging out with another bloke. Andrew in Sydney, is it a gay date?
Yes, it's definitely a gay date.
Are you a gay man?
Yes, I am a gay man. I'm a sucker for rosé, so I'll approve that theory.
Yeah. I haven't met a man, a straight man, who adores rosé, or at least it's not his drink of choice. He's not.
I mean,
I always offer
my straight friends some rosé, but they politely decline.
They decline it. Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good. Is there a gay man used to being rejected because they've misread a situation and it's a straight guy? Like, is that a common thing in a gay man's world to go in for a kiss or a touch and the guy goes, sorry, I'm straight? Is that a common thing?
I'm not too sure, honestly, because I'm not too afraid to do that. I just find another gay man.
Well, this man is like a Venus flytrap. He chomps. He will not rest. Producer Jack, have you experienced...
That 100% is a thing.
Is it? Yeah.
I was at a party a couple of weeks ago and I was chatting to some guy and he was showing me a lot of interest. So I gave him a kiss on the cheek, but then I found out later that I think that someone said he was straight.
Oh.
I think he was just shocked when I kissed him. Yeah. He didn't really know what to do.
Well, this may be me as well, because you know I'm not good at conflict, and my conflict resolution skills will really be tested when I'm in a gay man's house and the gay man is moving into massage territory. I'm sure I've got it in me to say, no, I'm straight. That'll be all right. I'm sure. I mean, I've never been in the position before. Thanks, Andrew. Zach in Newcastle. Is this a gay date, or is it just two lads sinking non-alcoholic beers and rosé?
It's definitely a gay date.
Are you a gay man?
Yes, I am.
Jeez, we're getting a lot of gay men saying it's a gay date. Can't blame the gay man. Can't blame it. If I was a gay man, I'd want me too. But, okay, have you managed to unsuccessfully navigate the murky waters of sexuality before and had a crush on someone who you thought might be gay, but in fact was straight?
Yes, I did. I went to school with him, and I thought he was gay, and it turned out to be it. He wasn't at the time, and then we both went separate ways for 2 years, and now we're married, and... Oh. Jesus. Yeah, so it took a very big twist.
This could be the start of a beautiful love story for me. I mean, who knows? I may not know I'm gay yet. Who knows? You just don't know. There are people out there who don't know they're gay. One can only assume that maybe one day I don't know I'm gay. Who knows? The other thing I was wondering is, because gay men usually have quite good gaydars, am I coming across as gay?
That's a choice for you to find out.
No, I want to know. I want to know. Do you listen to the show much? Do I come across as a gay guy? Have I maybe given him gay vibes? I'm patting his dog?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Okay, what you're really trying to say is the polite way. I rarely listen to your show, you weirdo. I haven't based the conclusion about your sexuality.
I just moved down from Las Vegas to my mum's and... Yeah, I was listening to it on the radio as I was driving to my mum's, and I'm like, definitely a gay date.
Thank you, Zach. Kelly in Newcastle. Wrap this up on 131060. P.S. Side note, do you listen to the show more than 4 times before, and do I give across a gay vibe?
I listen to it all the time, but he might just be lonely and not give drink a choice.
Yeah.
I think you should just go and see how it is. Yeah. And then at the end of the day... If he's gay, just tell him how it is.
Yeah.
And if you still want to be friends with him.
No, it's said perfectly, Kelly. Oh, he's just a lonely straight man. He's asked another straight man. You just go around, drink some rosé. Yeah, that's all it's going to be. Watch some replays of the footy, play some poker, and talk about dogs and bricks. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Radio. Well, tonight, what a big bio we've got on our hands here. Usually it's like an inch long. A lot of strings to this bow. We welcome 30-year-old Michelle to the show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. They call you Johnny Big Bio or something. There's a lot of info here. A lot of info. Let's start from the top. Barred from real life Tinder. Too naughty for the apps. What's that all about?
I'm not really sure. I went to log in one day and I had an error code. So I Googled the error code and it said that pretty much that I'd been banned. And then I emailed Tinder to ask them and then they were like, yeah, nah, access denied. So,
wow.
Yeah.
God, too rude that they can't even tell you why.
Yeah.
I got banned once as well. I know I got banned. I posted a nude photo as my display pic, but it wasn't a nude, like I was covering all my nude parts.
Oh my God.
No. I wasn't doing an unsolicited dick pic. I was nude, but I was holding a piece of paper in front of like my full groin area. And it said, if you're not happy within an hour on our first date, get $100 cash back. Classic.
That's pretty funny.
Classic move. But they didn't like it because I was nude, so then I did it clothed instead. Didn't quite have the same appeal. Anyway, we've both been banned from real life Tinder. You're a hairdresser in real life, huh?
Yeah, I sure am, yeah.
Okay. Done your apprenticeship?
Yeah, 3-year apprenticeship, yep.
Cool. Yeah, your hair must always be on point. Hairdressers' hairs are always good, huh?
Yeah, I've got pretty good hair. I'll give it that.
5'1", blonde hair, blue eyes. You'd be pretty good at small talk as well, I'd assume. Hairdressers are great at that kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Stock standard.
Camping, fishing, travelling, beach, stand-up, paddle boarding. There's some comedy on the side.
Yep.
Cool. Looking for a tall guy. Funny.
Just taller than me. A little bit taller than me. It's fine.
Okay, well, you're not looking for a tall guy then. You're looking for a 5'3"
like
guy or above.
Just 5'7" is fine, okay. So then I can still wear my heels and look like a normal person.
Okay, yeah. 5'7", easy. That's pretty much every man on the planet. No offense to our 5'6" listeners out there. Tall guy, funny, likes gym, likes outdoor stuff, has a J-O-B. If you want to get with me, get a J-O-B. I hear you, sister.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, now you are 30 years old. What age range are we casting our net out on? Because you've got to make this crystal clear. We'll be having 18-year-old prepubescent boys trying their luck, and we'll have savage 85-year-old men having a go as well.
Maybe like 28
to 34. Okay, minus the exaggeration factor. Keep in mind that beggars can't be choosers and that we are on live radio. I shall extend it. An invitation from 25 to 38.
Yep, done.
Creative control. You got it. That's the rules. Otherwise, I'll block you from radio Tinder for no reason.
Oh, my God.
131060. If you like the sound of Michelle, the hairdresser, too naughty for the real Tinder, 5'1", blonde hair, blue eyes, camping, fishing, travelling, beach, stand-up. Oh, stand-up paddleboarding. Right, I understand now. It said stand-up and then it went on to the next line and said paddleboarding. I was reading it as stand-up comedy and then paddleboarding.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where you're going with that. I just went with the wrong with it.
I did think it was a little awkward during that bit of the conversation. Okay, we've got plenty of dudes calling through already. 131060, if you're thirsty for Michelle, give us a bell. We'll get three on the line next, Michelle. I want you to figure out some questions in the meantime, all right? Quiz these guys. Quiz them within an inch of their life. We'll do it next.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Radio Tinder is alive and kicking.
Radio Tinder.
We just got to know our femme fatale just before. It's Michelle. She's banned from real life Tinder. Naughty. She's a hairdresser, 5'1", blonde hair, blue eyes, camping, fishing, travelling, beach, stand-up paddleboarding are some of the things that she likes to do. She's looking for a guy over 5'3", or 5'7", because she likes to wear heels from time to time. Doesn't want to have to bend down and kiss you on your forehead. Funny, likes gym, likes the outdoors, has a J-O-B. Do not call up if you don't have a J-O-B. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Yeah, that's right.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the record before we meet man number one?
My banter is pretty on point 90% of the time, so watch out.
Wow, 90% banter strike rate. Think you can handle that. Mo. Hello, Mo.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Mo. Now, you're 24. You
24.
You don't even fit into my category of bell curve. But well done, persistent Mo. You work in a family business, you're tall, you're woggish, handsome, yeah. Shaved head and beard, soccer player build, fishing, and soccer is what you like.
Okay. Pretty much.
Yeah, I can imagine you. You look like Basha Hooley, a bit of a Basha Hooley sort of setup.
No, not that, the beard's not that long.
Okay, not that long. Okay.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, who would have a long beard in this day and age?
No more than number one, number two.
Okay, what's your question, Michelle, to Mo?
Mo, hi, how you going?
Good, hell yeah.
Where in the world would you want to travel and why?
New Zealand. Fishing, hiking, mountains, natural beauty.
Favourite TV show?
Oh, God, no.
No, wait.
That question's for the other man.
If he's got a... Oh, the other man. All right. How about this one then? Sex on the first
one,
date.
No, pro or con? One question each. One question for each man.
One question. All right.
Yeah, we can't just be doing 3 by 3 by 3. Be here all night. This is the last show. I want to finish at 10 o'clock. I want to go on holiday.
I was like, this is going to go forever.
No way, Jose. Mo and the fishing and soccer New Zealand answer. Remember that. Because we're moving on to man number two now. The Tales of Monte Cristo. 29-year-old Cristo, 6 foot, loves to go to the gym, the beach, works in admin. Brown hair, pretty fit. Pretty fit if he says so himself. Cristo?
G'day.
Here's someone. Hey. Here's someone you could build a family around. Here's someone you could put a deposit on a house with, move into the suburbs.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously this is the 10% of Michelle's banter that's not on point, but what is your question?
All right, Christo, sex on the first date, pro or con, and why?
I'd say con. So usually you'd want to get to know the person better.
Yes, good answer.
Oh, yes, Christo, yes, Christo. Put in a very curly position because all he's trying to go is, right, what does she want me to say so I can eventually have sex with her?
Well played.
You're cheeky.
We're all monkeys in shoes. It's okay. Well played, Christo. Hold the line. We got man number three. It's Sean, 26 years old. Builder, 6'3". Handsome, blonde, tanned, ripped, hot bod. Surf and chill. Plays rugby. Ooh, Shawnee.
Yeah, what's up?
Wow, we got a surfer on our hands. All right, Michelle. What's your final question to Sean? Sex on the second date. Pro or con?
What would be your favourite TV show that you would happily go back to on, like, if you were just, if you just wanted to go back to a TV show that you would rewatch again, what would it be?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, that's a definitely go-to.
Sold.
Sold to the man who likes Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, that's like my favourite TV show.
Well, this is good. You can tell a lot about a person with that as well. Brooklyn Nine-Nine for Sean. Christo, with the sex on the first date is a no-no. No, maybe a sneaky Risto for Christo on the first.
Oh, my God.
And Mo, back to man number one, feels like a lifetime ago. Now that you can only pick one person to exchange social media details with, move into the suburbs, have three kids and exchange numbers and be lawfully wedded husband and wife. But we've got to eliminate someone first. Who left the least impression on you, Michelle?
Guy number one.
Oh, guy number one. It's Mo. Sorry, Mo.
Oh, good, man.
Didn't leave enough of a stain. Just a small scuff. Small scuff on the jeans.
Her loss.
Oh, her loss indeed. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mo.
Yeah, I think dogs are better company than women anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. Oh, now it's two. I mean, it's never good. It's never good breaking Mo's heart, is it, Michelle?
No, poor Mo.
Poor Mo.
It's a no. The beard's like a no-no for me, though.
No, beards are so lame. It's like he must have a soft jawline. And he's compensating for that, trying to hide his face or something. Beards. Who would have a beard? We're down to two: Christo and Sean. Who are you going to eliminate next?
Sorry, Christo, I'm
going to
eliminate you.
Oh, Christo! No, Christo! Christo!
That's all right.
No, Christo! Oh, no!
Yeah, I think dogs are better company than women anyway.
All right, Christo, come on, that's enough from you. Which means we move to man number three, Sean. He had you with the blonde, tan skin. He then... reeled you in with Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He did.
Your interests were peaked, but his interests peaked as well. Sean, the 26-year-old builder, 6'3", handsome, blonde, tanned, ripped hot bod, surf and chill, plays rugby, likes Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Do you take Michelle to be your lawfully wedded Facebook girlfriend?
That's a very good question. Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Whoa! Had me on tenterhooks. Tenterhooks from you. Well done, Sean. You and Michelle, get acquainted there. Ooh. Michelle and Sean, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes Michelle, then comes Sean, then Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and now they're watching porn. Oh, you guys. Well, it's the Christmas hour. Feliz Navidad. Classic stocking filler. And classic present that always gets a run around this time of year is a So Fresh CD, isn't it? Oh, yeah, nice So Fresh CD. Right, give that to an 8-year-old or give it to an 18-year-old. Everyone wants a So Fresh CD. What is it usually? So Fresh Hits of the Summer 2018. And the last year was So Fresh Hits of the Summer 2017. They'll do So Fresh Hits of Spring. They'll do little spin-offs of So Fresh all the time. And one just in time for Christmas. Everyone at the marketing department at So Fresh is like, hang on a second. I mean, how can we really shake it up this time of year? How can we get some extra sales going? Who's really listening to music? And one guy just at the end sort of reared his head out and goes, excuse me, what about if we made a So Fresh CD for gym junkies? And everyone got around. They said, yes, you bloody genius. You absolute ripper. So Fresh, the Gym Junkie edition, just in time for Christmas. This is great news for gym junkies everywhere. If you've got a gym junkie friend, just drop them one. Drop them off in their sack.
So Fresh, the Gym Junkie.
Junkie Edition. I say if the bar ain't bending, well then, son, you're just pretending. Just in time for Christmas, despite you not spending time with your family for Christmas because you're at the gym, including songs to exercise your chest to, like American Authors. I haven't skipped a chest day in my life. The Foo Fighters. You've seen someone with a bigger, stronger, larger chest than you. George Ezra's Buddha chest. I walk around obsessed with the size of my chest. Don't forget those massive arms you've got either. Anne-Marie, check out my massive arms and my tiny legs. Aaliyah, been caught admiring my tries again. Just been caught admiring my tries again. And In Excess's classic rock tune, Buys and Tries. Buys and Tries. Buys and Tries. Getting upset no one's commenting on your sweet shred of physique, bro? Bon Jovi's got you covered in this 2-CD pack. Can somebody comment on my sweet gains? Sweet gains. Plus, get ready for festival season. That sweet time of year where you can listen to music you don't care about and act like a jerk. With Atomic Kitten. Bum bag draped around on my neck. I'm shirtless and now you're covered in my own sweat. These are your gym junkie chest pumping, leg burning, cross-fitting, F45ing gym junkie jams of 2018. I will not train legs, 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 I will not train legs. Available now at a gym near you between the guy grunting and the guy sweating.
Wakey, wakey!